Yeah.
Oh, alright.
Yeah. Yo, sup, internet.
Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me just flip the chair around. Get talking about what's real.
Shit, son. We just got real up in here.
Yeah. So it's been a while.
Yeah, hello, internet. We suck at maintaining a newsy schedule for some reason. We can keep up posting 2 APs a week, but we just can't
That's
sit down and
remember
news.
That's because we play fucking games like every day.
Yeah, it's true.
They come up as fast as I can make them.
We're junkies, internet. Oh, we really, really are. So we're still here. We're still kicking. We have yet to die, I guess. I don't know. How are you, internet? You doing good? That's good.
Yeah.
So we got a couple of things in news to talk about. Most importantly, first off, is that we are so goddamn close to done on Sword of Dystopia, it's not even funny. And we are going to be by the beginning of next month, did we say? July?
By July, we're going to be submitting that for, we're going to be,
doing all the bureaucratic copyright stuff, getting it copyrighted,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
And to our backers, we'll be releasing a version of it.
It's essentially version one. It'll be missing some of the final art assets and some of the the Ship of Fools campaign is likely not going to be included in that light version, but it will be in the final large finished version of the book, which will have all of our art assets, all the rules for that campaign, all the extra rules, a whole bunch of extra stuff in the book. It'll be good.
Yeah.
But we have content that's been finished and it's been sitting, and we're just at this point waiting on our art assets to finish up. So we got a little tired of that and decided we were going to give our backers.
Because
it's good, it's done, and it's ready to go.
We're only a year behind schedule.
Yeah, exactly. So that's our big news. So look for that very, very soon. And we will make an announcement when that's posted up, and you know the backers will get it. And then very soon after that, we'll have the real book up.
Yes.
That'll be great. Let's see what else. There's the massive big fucking thing. I don't know. Are we ready to talk about this, Matt?
I think we've talked about it a couple of times.
Are we sure?
Maybe. I don't know. What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
I thought you knew.
I do. Do you?
I don't know.
We finished Freitas. That's the big fucking thing. two years worth of campaign.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. No spoilers on that, but it is done.
Yeah, it's done. The final conflict thing took us like 4 sessions to finish, and in usual Freitas fashion, it is hilarious, epic, brutal and dramatic, and it is possibly the most satisfying ending we could have come up with. So look for that in 2016, guys.
The final arc of Freitas is on the horizon.
Yes, indeed. We've got a couple more episodes in this current season that we're doing, that we're posting at the moment, because that goes up to what, 70, 72, something like that.
Yeah, well, the thing was, it's hard to estimate, because this is the part where we close up all the episodes that we recorded a year ahead of time.
Yeah.
All the side things that Nate ran, and also the contributor game.
Yep, the contributor game from
April
ago.
Of 2012.
Yep, which has dramatic effects on Freitas as canon, indeed.
Yep, as advertised.
But look for the end of session or end of season 2 coming probably before the end of summer.
End of season 3.
And oh right, we're in season 3. I'm sorry. That's right. We're on season 3.
Yep.
we'll be wrapping that up, posting and then in the meantime posting a whole bunch of other stuff, all kinds of the other games we've been playing.
Yeah, there's one that we've put way too many sessions into somehow.
A lot of effort on into a something that was supposed to be very much like Frida's. It was supposed to be something that just kind of happened whenever we wanted, whenever we didn't have players something else.
And it did.
Yeah, the problem is that
there was this point where we lost a lot of our major players for like 2 months.
Yeah, because of finals and because of a whole bunch of other stuff, you know. Everybody kind of got real busy for a little while, and so there was this other game just sitting there ready to be played, and now we have, what, like...
almost 40 sessions of it.
A billion fucking sessions of it, yeah. Do we want to talk a little bit about it? Or at least the basics of it?
Yeah, well, that was one of the ones that's on the AP docket. That's the Project Pixie, the... And that's probably gonna get posted in a different fashion, probably in a fashion similar to Road Trip or the Pokemon games, because unlike Frida's, we actually managed to keep it pretty episodic. Like,
right, even though it was meant to be a pickup game, and then has been played a lot more than a pickup game.
There's just so many things you can do with the setting.
Yeah, it's a really interesting setting. It's it's Russian psychics as part of a military organization of psychics.
Yeah, that fight all of the secret wars.
Yeah, so they do black ops missions against supernatural bullshit, and there's a lot of stuff in it. It's everything ranging from fungus monsters to space missions.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like, well, I mean, and this kind of thing that I was saying, that it's so, when you just say like, oh, we're fighting, I mean, we deal with everything.
Yeah,
we have the possibility to deal with whatever.
Yeah, which gives it a whole lot of versatility, and it's pretty strong for them.
I think this has the most GMs of any campaign so far, too.
That is the other thing, yeah, and because of its episodic content, it actually gives the rotating GMs, which apparently is our shtick now, I guess that's just the thing that we're known for, it works a hell of a lot better. What's that?
Who said we're known for that?
I don't know. I just did.
Okay.
I just declared
it's kind of a thing that, yeah, it's kind of a thing we do a lot, and I think that's mostly just because we're a group composed largely of GMs.
Yeah.
And all of our players then started becoming GMs.
Indeed. Yeah, we have a lot of writers and storytellers that are that take initiative to do things in our group. Which is nice. It works out pretty well. Because we get, especially in such an open campaign format, we get, wildly divergent stories and antagonists and things that crop up to be solved as problems. I mean, it's varied and it's good.
Yeah.
So a ton of that's been played. I'm still running my Eclipse Phase game. We are into the second act of it. About 10 sessions or so done.
You've been running it in spite of its natural efforts to not be run.
Yeah, in spite of its own inclinations to not happen, we are still going on it.
Yeah,
it's good. I'm really happy with the way it's shaping up. All the characters are excellent. Everybody seems to be having a good time with it. And then a few other small things. We've had some one shots. We've had some. I've run a few Call of the Cthulhu games, a few of which are posted up on the actual play.
Yeah, we have our AP poll is still going.
Poll. Make sure to vote for the next once Traveling Bazaar gets or the vote runs out and that gets selected. Make sure to vote for all the other games, most of which are run by me. It's great. Actually, not even. I don't think I have near the dominance of this poll as I did.
I mean,
last
the other
time.
One you had like two.
No, I mean on the other one I had like three or four, but this time I only got two. Anyway, let's see. Anything else? Is there any other news? The Let's Play channel.
Oh yeah, Ugly Jeb Let's Play Let's Play.
Drunken Ugly Let's Play. It's great. It's awesome. We've done some stupid shit in it, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, we have a fair amount of content posted there now. I want to... because we started that in April. I've just been posting like two games a week since.
Yep.
So that's probably, 9-10 hours of content.
Yeah, we've got a couple of different games. There's Princess Maker 2 up there. There's the original Secret of the Magic Crystals. We've done a bunch of small indie games. We did Papers, Please, which was excellent. We did I'm Scared.exe.
We did that a lot of times.
Yeah, we did I'm Scared a couple of times. We're still posting Off. And then I think what is the crowning achievement of our Let's Play channel so far, the Zumbinis game,
Yeah.
wherein no one learns anything and I get angry.
Oh, it's the best.
It truly is.
And I can't even remember all the stuff that's eventually going up there.
We've played a bunch of different games. You guys did Oregon Trail 5, which was apparently hilarious. We did. We'll be doing a Let's Play of To the Moon, a small little indie game. I've got plans to Let's Play the some adventure games. We also have Nancy Drew still to do,
I
which
also have a
is
whole lot
fantastic.
of DOS games I got for free.
Yep,
And
we've got tons of stuff on the
when I
docket.
paid for. Let me see, where is that? Well, 'cause you can get them for free legally 'cause most of them are abandonware.
Yeah.
One of them was, but then I found out that the free version doesn't have voice acting, which is why I wanted it. So I bought the
The
actual one
actual
for $5 off of Amazon.
Did that come in a disc or did you
No,
get like
yeah, it came on a
floppies?
disc. It's got a
Oh,
it's
wow.
got a jewel case.
That's impressive.
I'll just say, reading the system requirements on the back. IBM PC and compatibles requires 20 megahertz 286 or higher, 640K RAM, VGA graphics, hard drive.
That's my favorite part.
Oh, DOS. When was this? What's the copyright on this?
And this is which game?
Huh? This is Doxied.
Darkseid.
Oh man, I
Yes.
forgot the technical support number is still here. There's also actually a customer service number in the readme.
Nice. I wonder if it still works.
It's not
We've
even a
also
toll-free number.
Nice. We've also had a few ideas of board games. Since we play a lot of board games on Vassal, we've played a whole bunch of Game of Thrones. We've played a ton of Cards Against Humanity. We've played a lot of Scrabble and Wabble and House on Haunted Hill, Arkham Asylum, a whole bunch of stuff that, games that just happen on nights when people aren't around to do RPGs or whatever. So we're probably going to record a few of those at some point, played through Vassal, and post them up as Let's Plays, just so you can see us goof off and, either in Cards Against Humanity be terrible people or play Game of Thrones and be terrible people.
It seems to be the recurring theme among board games.
Indeed, indeed.
I actually had something
All
in my
right.
throat.
Good times. So I
Yeah.
think that's all of our news from the past few months.
Yeah.
We'll be posting up when Frida's finally ends. We'll be doing a retrospective on the
Yeah,
campaign.
because
We'll probably
I
record
liked
that
how
soon,
RPPR
but
did it, and
we what blatantly copy off of RPPR sometimes.
Yeah, no.
It ain't broke, don't fix it.
Oh, the best part about that is that Frida's ended before Road Trip did.
Yeah.
Road Trip has literally one session left in it. It's just a matter of getting all the people together to play it.
Yeah. It'll probably still be posted before the end of Frida's, all things considered.
Yeah, well, provided it's played before the end of Frida's.
Yep.
Oh.
So we'll record that soon, but probably won't be posted anytime soon.
Yeah, it wouldn't
So
make any
screw you,
sense.
Internet.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't
It'll
make
also
any
be
sense.
spoilerific and,
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that concludes our news segment. Oh, no, it doesn't. We want to give a shout out to
Yeah, to
the
forum member
currently
Itch.
who is currently the best fan in that he made us music.
He made an
So
entire album about Frida's.
about Frida's, yes. So you hear that, people? It just got one up on you. Better get to work. There's a cookie in it for you. I will literally mail you a cookie.
I don't. I'm not. Can you. Is that a thing you can legally do?
I can put it in a Ziploc bag and put it in a box, and the post office will know no difference. I make no claims for its quality upon arrival.
Yeah, wasn't that a thing that Ogloff used to do? You could
yes.
Have a double, what was it, a quarter pounder mailed to you?
Yeah.
And then he stopped doing that because I think the Postal Service got mad at him for mailing rotting food.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, Terrible and Freakish EP by Within the Giant. It forum member Idge did some awesome, awesome music. It's five songs. It's absolutely worth listening to, mostly because it's, you know, available on his Bandcamp to listen to for free, and then you can, you know, download it and toss him some money.
Yes.
Which we recommend doing, because yeah, it's great.
You probably heard some of it before this started, and then probably we'll hear it at the break.
Yeah, in like 5 seconds.
Welcome back, Internet.
Hey, Internet!
It's like we never left.
Matt, you can't show them behind the curtain, all right? Their eyes were not meant to see here, mostly because my pasty white ass is just blinding to everybody.
I don't know why you just have that hanging out there.
Look, sometimes it just needs some air.
Anyway.
So what are we talking about?
Well, I guess a little. So I've been writing up a game system that, honestly, given how like narrow it is, if it ever comes to me publishing it, I think I'm just gonna release it for free.
Yeah, maybe.
Cause,
we'll see.
So
we'll see
I posted this on RPBR a while back. That this was a thing I was working on. That I am. So a little backstory. A couple months ago, I got like really insanely into space and rocketry and stuff like that.
Well, mostly as a result of Kerbal Space Program.
Yeah, that was kind of the thing. That got me turned on to actual like
space
real things.
Yeah.
And now I know I am capable of spurging out harder than other NASA spurgs, I think. So, as a result of that, after I watched a documentary on the space shuttle, I think from the BBC, I realized in that there's a lot of elements that are very inherently gameable. That there's no combat, but there is a lot of conflict there is a lot of drama, all that kind of stuff, because you're an organization that's trying to do literally the most difficult thing.
Difficult and dangerous, potentially.
Yeah, the most difficult and dangerous thing on, like, a budget that keeps getting smaller every year.
Yeah, that where literally the entire country wants you to stop doing that thing, apparently.
Yeah, well, less so now.
Yeah, that's true.
This is the irony is that the U.S. space program was saved by a Canadian. Thanks, Chris Hadfield.
Woo!
And yeah, so there's also one of the things I didn't originally realize is that the space shuttle, part of what it allowed NASA to do was accept contracts, and so this kind of came up, this kind of brought an idea into my head, just trying to run a space program on a budget that gets progressively smaller, and then also trying to find a means by which to accept contracts to keep stretching the budget out more. So finding, getting things, and so I have this whole system set up. I'm currently setting up I have the basis behind a market system. I also have to take into account macroeconomics, weather, both terrestrial and celestial.
Yeah. It's a bit of a daunting effort that you've put in front of yourself, but it will have some cool results.
I've been writing it for like the last 3 or so weeks.
You are
you're an administrator of a space program
Or
And
administrators.
yeah, administrators. One of the things I realized is this game has a lot of potential to be like to be you could play it can be played cooperatively or competitively, because
Indeed.
in the case of competitively, everyone just plays a different space program.
Yeah, which would be pretty cool, honestly.
Yeah, especially if there's a point where they like where some of them, end up uniting and they, build a fucking international space station or something. That
Yeah.
would be cool.
Or you plunge into war in space.
Well, there was a treaty signed on that. But yeah. The International Space Treaty of 1967, I think. But yeah. So that's a thing I've been writing, and it's been I think like 2 weeks ago I finally found a system that seemed like it would work, just 'cause it was open enough and I could fuck with it enough. Fittingly, the fudge system. Although I'm still kind of looking at other things that are based out of fudge in case someone else got to this before me, because I.
Yeah, has done something slightly similar.
Yeah. So I have, yeah, a lot of everything written. I've done a really crazy amount of research.
Yeah, it's
Fun. I
going to
discovered from
be
this you can buy propellant-grade hydrogen peroxide on the internet. It's
what is it
only
like
like $3 a pound for
a
90,
pound, yeah.
90% pure hydrogen peroxide.
Good. It's
Yeah,
good stuff.
I know. A lot of weird things. And basically, like, one of the things that just kind of happened about this was whenever I write a thing, I realize there's another thing that has to go behind it. So it's just kind of, it's fallen to this thing where I have like 9 main task items to complete. And
Yeah.
then if I notice anything else like needs a thing, then if I think of things, I add them after that, or if I realize that there's other things that I need. Because I'm like, this is gonna be a sim. It's gonna be a sim as I can be without, doing hardcore physics puzzles. And that's one of the reasons that it's administrators, that people are administrators and not rocket scientists.
Right, yeah, rocket science is not required to play this game.
Yeah, no. It's
It
more
might help,
it's
but
because you're the people in charge of the rocket scientists
yeah.
and the regular scientists and engineers and security guards and service members and public affairs, astronauts, everything.
So yeah, it's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
It'll be probably at some point we'll play test it. I'm
Yeah,
sure Matt will
it's
want to play test it with other people.
Yeah, it's like pre-alpha right now.
Yeah, pretty much still being written, but it's a cool topic and we wanted to tell you guys about it for something that you might look for down the line for Drunk and Ugly Games.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think. Kind of a short show, but I think unless we want to like talk about spoilers for games,
Yeah,
I
I
think
don't
that's
think
pretty much
there's
all we've got to talk about.
yeah, there's not much to yeah, there's yeah.
We've got a few things that we're gonna try and record a full show about. We're missing some people, and we want to have a full discussion.
Yeah, we want to have everyone here for a round table.
Yeah, a roundtable, namely on games that have been unfortunately abandoned or died or just run out of steam on some of those. Basically, that. We've got a whole bunch of stuff that.
Despite how it may appear, we do not post every game.
Yeah, we really have a whole lot of ton of stuff that either just didn't get finished or yeah, like it just that never got worked on. And even though it's good, it just probably will
I
not.
think there was a 9-session sort of dystopia campaign that just kind of ended up fading out.
Yeah,
I think
wasn't
just,
that the military academy one?
yeah.
So yeah, it's just stuff that while it may have been good and just ended up either not going anywhere or we just didn't have the people or it was unsustainable. But they're worth talking about and we want to get the GMs of those respective campaigns in to talk about them.
Yeah.
So look for that. Hopefully soon we will try and keep Newsies rolling. Past couple of months we're a little hectic over here at Drunk and Ugly headquarters, deep in the bowels of the earth. But we've smoothed out, so it's summer now, so we've got tons of stuff coming your way. So keep listening, Internet. Check us out. We've got tons of stuff. Make sure to follow, subscribe, and follow the Let's Play channel. We post games Monday and Friday, and we're doing retrospective posts every Saturday on what was posted that week. So yeah,
you should probably do that soon.
Yeah, I need to make that post today.
Yes, Sam, why aren't you on that?
I'm recording this first.
Damn it, Gravener, what do I pay you for?
Well, for Sordid Dystopia, which is...
getting published, yeah.
Getting published. All right, yeah. So I think that's it. Hit us with questions, hit us with comments.
Maybe just
comment
hit us
on the actual play site. Hit us.
Hit us like we've been bad. Cool.
Yeah. Make sure to vote in the actual play poll. It's going to be reset fairly soon. We're running out of month to vote on. So do that. Check us out on Twitter. And we've got a Facebook group, right?
Yeah, we do. Somebody actually posted on it recently, which
yeah, we need to do more with that.
The thing is we don't do because a lot of people that listen to our show just don't like Facebook, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I don't even have a Facebook account, so. Anyway, yeah, so check us out on Facebook, check us out on Twitter, and as always, go to drunkenugly.com for actual plays, and, you know, that's, I'm sure you're already there because you're listening to this. Anyway.
You could be listening on, like, iTunes or
that's true.
Songbird, some other RSS subscription service that goes to an MP3 player.
Fair enough. All right, so I think that's it.
All right.
Good night, Internet. Enjoy some of that sweet music coming your way.
Yeah. Bathe in it.
All right. Just can't believe